Welcome back, everyone, to the show. It's officially the end of the fifth week of classes. It's Friday night, and I am still studying, surprisingly. But you know what? I think this is a great time to talk about the importance of long-term benefits. So I recently came across this idea where I would spend large amounts of my time trying to push forward towards a goal, and I would start feeling fatigued. And this can apply to just about any area of your life, whether you're studying or you're working out at the gym, or if you're just plain doing something difficult at your job or at school. So one way I've been kind of incorporating this challenge of pushing myself is doing 45 minute Pomodoro sessions, because the usual amount of time people would do a Pomodoro session would be for about 25 minutes, but I have challenged myself and I realized that because I'm in graduate school, the amount of time I need to devote to a specific class or to stay for a specific exam is much higher than it was during my undergrad. So just about any time I'm studying, it usually takes about 45 minutes or more, or multiple sessions of that, to feel more comfortable with where I'm at. I recently had my second integrated therapeutics exam, and I did much better than our first exam, but I did score a bit below average, so I definitely need to start picking it up and challenging my understanding of things. I've been getting more involved in my extracurriculars, but I noticed that it's caused me to lose a lot of sleep, so that's another thing. I recently made an episode on the importance of sleep, so it can be challenging. The deeper you get into your semester or into even your job, the more amount of time you'll probably notice you're devoting to it, because you know you want to perform well, and the deeper you get into your classes, the harder the material is to learn. So it's important to just be adaptable. I mean, if you need to put in more hours into your studying, then so be it. I mean, you reap the grade you want, and if you want to be an average student, as the saying goes, put in average work. But if you want to be an extraordinary student, put in an extraordinary amount of work. So I just finished, before recording this, a great 30-minute jog, very high intensity, and, you know, just being able to push myself for a long period of time running, it really got my heart going. But I have to admit that I haven't been exercising a lot lately, or for a majority of time. I would go 5 to 7 days a week without exercising. And I know it's bad, but the amount of time my classes have been demanding of me has been extraordinary in terms of me wanting to perform good in them. So I challenge you guys that if you want to, if there's an area of your life that you just can't seem to find improvement in, try devoting a bit more of your time to it and make sacrifices that you would usually not feel very comfortable with. If that means going to bed early or going to bed an hour later to put in some extra hours of studying, you know, just try it out. Experiment, try something new. You'll never know if it will make your life better or easier, or you might see some form of improvement. That's all that matters, even at least a 1% improvement in your grade or at work or the relationships you have with other people. If you see any form of improvement in that, then your experiment is working and you should probably try and optimize it to receive the most benefits. Now, by optimize, I don't mean like we're machines, but it's to just change your strategy, constantly changing your strategy to make sure everything's working for you. So this week, I had a sign-off or actually that was last week, but I recently had sign off for measuring blood glucose and blood pressure, and that was a very challenging experience for me. I think I talked about it on my last podcast episode, but it definitely was a period where I felt nervous, and I even had to stay up past midnight with my roommates trying to make sure I get the right technique or ask the right questions to the patient. And currently I have another medication counseling sign off coming up, so this weekend is more of a prep for that. So we have to memorize about 18 drugs, side effects, and black box warnings to prepare for that testing. So I just need to keep my head in the game and stay prepared, because I don't know what could happen on that testing. So we're basically memorizing common side effects that a patient would ask. And honestly, it's a bit overwhelming, but I hope to at least start making progress on that tonight. It's about close to 11 p.m. So I'm recording this a bit later at night. And during the break, I just finished going over some Anki flashcards for my screening, my health fair screening tomorrow. So let's hope that goes well. So I've been experimenting a lot lately with the entertainment industry. I've been looking into videography. I've been watching a lot of famous YouTubers, trying to find what makes their videos entertaining, what kind of captures the audience's attention. That's what I hope for. So my conclusion is currently to invest in a better camera, because I feel like the quality of my videos aren't very appealing to the eyes, and the audio could be better. But most importantly, I need to start brainstorming ideas, because I have a lot of ideas, but I don't write them down, which is pretty sad, but I'm going to work on that. I'm going to make a bunch of scripts, going to probably put on Notability. Oh yeah, Notability is free now for it. They have a student plan, so if anyone listening to this is interested, if you're a student in college or in graduate school or in any university where you have an educational email, you're able to sign up for a free Notion account with unlimited blocks. So it's really easy, and I remember I was experimenting with Notion when it wasn't free, and I eventually used up all the blocks. But now that they made it free for students, I got back on the app and I'm excited to start making material. But the only thing that makes me nervous is the amount of free time I have now. I have a lot less free time from when I first started using Notion, so not enough time to experiment. So we will make time, because as the saying goes, we don't really not have enough time for things. It's just what we choose to place our attention on, what motivates us to place our attention on something. I learned that from the Not Overthinking podcast from Ali Abdel. If you don't know him, he's a famous YouTuber. I talk about him a lot in this podcast. So another crazy thing that happened this week was just finishing interviewing candidates for our organization, and I was absolutely exhausted. Even though there's not a large amount of people who are signing up, I feel like trying to hold a conversation and ask the right questions in literally 2 minutes is one of the hardest things in the world. I think that's kind of how a lot of famous people kind of structure their videos, you know, or at least dance videos. To be able to capture an audience's attention in literally 1 minute or 2 minutes, you know? But the thing about me is I want to try to capture an audience's attention for longer than 1 minute, you know? lately I've been looking at my YouTube videos, and that's just about how long they've been capturing people's attention. 1 minute. So it kind of says something about the human attention span and our ability to focus. Obviously, we can't really focus for a long period of time without a little bit of entertainment in there. So I'm going to improve on that. I'm going to try and see some areas I can work on, some video edits I can tweak, and I'll start creating content. I updated the blog a bit, so editing the blogger app store YouTube video. I just finished editing the audio. Now I just need to add some music to the video. So we'll see how that goes. That'll be my first edited iMovie YouTube video. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm also thinking of kickstarting my YouTube channel a bit more. So I'm a bit nervous, honestly, because I'm worried about the way people would perceive it, especially if I shared it to people I know. I feel like they would laugh, but you know what? Fearing the opinions of others is a sad life, and we only have a short amount of time in this world, honestly, so I'm just trying to train myself to not be afraid. Maybe if I upgrade my camera and my video script ideas, maybe in the future I'll probably start sharing them with the public. But for now, just keep it on down low, keep creating content. Maybe the outside public will recognize it. Maybe you guys will recognize it from this podcast. So that's another thing. Don't be afraid of what other people think about you. If you're like me, it is easy to not feel like you're not ready to go public yet. But even though, you know, continue working on yourself until you find that you're ready. Or I listen to a lot of podcasts and they say that you'll just about never be ready. So just keep improving on yourself. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no need to try and vie for people's attention or publicity. Just keep working on yourself. And when you start seeing attraction or attention coming to your YouTube channel or your podcast or just about anything, you know, try and keep that attention. Don't be afraid to improve every day. Improve in certain areas of your life. So that's all I gotta say. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And as always, stay awesome.